Okay. So it's whoever they put up there, we know who's going to do their job, and we all got a role to play. So
if it's you, you'll be all right, huh?
Oh yeah. All I have is a tooth. Nothing but a toothache.
Yeah, and that's and you have a mouth guard for that?
Yes, I got I got three of them up there.
Okay. Okay.
How hard was it to go back in so quickly after?
It wasn't necessarily painful. It was just a lot of blood and shock. Like, dang, there goes my smile. I still gotta play. But yeah, it was just quick pain, quick shock or whatever. And then they just put some gauze on, wiped me down, and I was back in. It was just weird having a mouthpiece back in because I haven't worn one in so long.
When was the last time you wore one back in college? Or
yeah, like towards the middle of my junior year in college.
Was there a reason you wore it then? Injury or just was it a
just what I've been, you know, taught to always wear one, and then okay. I could breathe a lot better without one, so I chose not to wear one, and it caught up with me. It caught up with me.
How did the injury actually happen specifically?
It was on punt, was making a tackle, and then had the guy, and then Quinn hit the guy as well, and on impact, I bit down, so I bruised in my lower gum, and I got partially cracked in my gum on my upper tooth, and it cracked completely in half, so you see the nerve, so that's why I got a root canal in 30 minutes.
Right, you have a root canal right there? Or
in 30, I got it in 30 minutes. I got my tooth fixed at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm about to go get a root canal right now.
Wow. And you're here running today?
Oh, yeah. It's just a tooth. It's not an ankle or anything.
Is it that front tooth or the one next?
It's the left front tooth right there. Yeah.
So you get it done in time to get home and watch the game tonight. How much can you actually glean from watching the game on broadcast? It's not necessarily football.
You know, we'll see if I'm able to watch the game. I'll be drugged up on Valium and Percocet and whatever else they give me, just so I don't feel that painful procedure. So I'll probably just go home and get some rest or whatever. It won't be a typical Monday for me.
With the news that Doc's going to be out and Darcell is going to be out, it's like you're going to see a lot more time at safety. Obviously you don't want it to happen to the injuries, but what's this opportunity mean to you?
The same as last year. When your moment's called, it's time to take advantage of it. Don't wreck the ship. Leave it the way you found it. Just prepare like I've always prepared. I've always been prepared to go out there and play in case something happens to Naughty, Dog, Darcell, whoever it may happen, you know, at least know the role so I can go out there and play so the coaches can trust me, lean on me, whatever they need me to do.
I think you're more prepared now with another year of experience than you were last
year? Certain things click a lot faster, yes. And especially with the one start under my belt, I feel like I got a little more experience, confidence, and the sense that I know I can play at the NFL level, not just special teams. So just treat this week like every other week. Prepare, extra notes, take notes how I always do, watch the film. Nothing out of the ordinary. There's no sense of changing the routine because I'm always prepared.
What's the mindset?
You know, the next guy up, you got to perform. There's no staggered. The guys trust us. Doc trusts Darcell, down to me, down to Nate, whoever it may be. But we also got those veteran guys to give us tips and tidbits on what to look for, what to see, how to attack a certain block or, you know, the route combination or the formation. So, you know, there's a lot of things that these guys can help provide us with to help us be more prepared for the game.
So come Sunday, will you be wearing that mouth guard again?
Yeah, I'll be wearing one of them. One of them. I got one of three. I'll be wearing one of them.
Is there a difference between the three, or they all, like, they do protect different areas of the mouth?
They're just different to help see with my mouth. Because the orange one we had was too far back, I couldn't breathe. We'll see about one of the pink ones if it's, you know, too bulky. And we'll just got to see which one performs to my mouth the best.
This is the thing fans never think about.
I didn't want to go around looking like a hockey player. I had to get in there at 7 o'clock this morning.